Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Guy Peterson, Tokenwall, New South Wales.
A normal cold winter's morning at the footy. Local games here are a big social event. Many beers are drunk and meat pies eaten. One unusual part of today is that our footy team has two players missing and a single strip of black tape is seen around one arm on each player. Earlier in the week, on an unused, unsealed back road, three mates are out driving. One's 16 with no licence, one's 17 with their L plates, and another 17-year-old with their P plates, who was driving at the start of their journey. That was true for some of their little adventure. A quick pit stop is all that is needed to change driver, and the only legal driver is now in the passenger seat, not strapped in, but in for the ride of his life. With the 16-year-old behind the wheel of the White Falcon on an unsealed road, there was an uncontrollable urge to do some skids or burnouts. This led to some sideways action that was a bit too far sideways and a bit too out of control and not quite on the road anymore. The two-wheel drive sedan quickly turned into an off-roader, then a plane, then an upside-down sedan, and finally a tree removalist. The sedan ploughed between two trees, hitting both with precise timing, allowing the boot and bonnet to squish down and make the family-sized sedan turn into a two-door coupe. The rice burner was now small enough to keep going through the trees and roll over a few more times. During the attempted army roll, the previous driver, now passenger, was ejected out the side window like a helicopter pilot. The car finally came to a halt and all was silent.
Chuck us the tape, would ya?
The single strip of black tape is worn on the left arm for remembrance. Two players were removed from the football team and placed quite gently onto a hard, white bed we call a hospital bed. There were no deaths in this accident. They were lucky. Still, the black bands were worn as a reminder that no one is invincible.
Let's do it for the boys, fellas.
Do it for the boys.